Okay. WOC correspondent Aaron Pednotti recently visited the Times Union headquarters in Albany to talk to the paper's editor, Rex Smith. This is part one of their conversation.
I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I'm interviewing Rex Smith, the editor and vice president of Albany's Times Union newspaper, about the challenges of producing locally and regionally based news in the age of Trump. Rex, thanks very much for sitting down for this interview. It's great to have you on the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So to start out, I'm wondering if you can give us a sense of how the Times Union negotiates a challenge that's often faced by newspapers located in the capital city of an American state, which is that its target readership is made up of a somewhat mixed demographic. At one level, you're expected to serve as a news source for the city of Albany, but Albany is the central city of the Capital District and the Capital Region, so you're also expected to cover news in Schenectady, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. But given that Albany is also the state capital, you're expected to cover state politics and other important stories and news at a statewide level. Then, at the level of the national media, there's a certain expectation that the Times Union serve as both a go-to source of New York State politics news and a kind of unofficial voice of Albany. So my question is, how does the Times Union juggle the pressures of this complicated situation?
You know, every newspaper has to juggle the reality of the fact that we don't have enough resources to do everything that we need to do. That is especially more challenging now in the digital age as newsrooms have shrunk, and we can talk about that a bit. With respect to the capital region specifically, you're right that we have an unusual challenge, let's say. Because not only do we have the responsibility to be the watchdog on state government, which we take very seriously, we have the largest bureau in the state capital of any news outlet in the state, but we also have an unusual community in that we don't have a center city with suburbs surrounding us the way many communities do. The capital region really is a suburban community. We are a cluster of small cities with suburbs in filling. So actually, we have more readers in the town of Colony than we do in the city of Albany. Our largest school district is Shenandoah. It's not Albany City. So we really need to be respectful of the fact that people are looking for a little bit of everything from the Times Union. That said, we can't be all things to all people. We have to be choosy in deciding that we're going to cover things that we think have the greatest potential for making a difference in people's lives and fulfilling our responsibility in democratic society to be that watchdog. So we do give more attention to state government and politics than another news organization might in a community of this size, because nobody else is going to do it if we don't. We also think that that kind of watchdog reporting makes good business sense. It is what sets us apart. Every business needs to have something that makes it unique in the marketplace, that gives it a niche. For us, it is that watchdog reporting on state and local government, which the TV stations here don't do. The other newspapers are too small to do. The out-of-town media that are serving the capital region don't really look at it the way we do, because they are resource-constrained at the state capital. So the result is we have a heavier diet of state government watchdog reporting and political reporting than many of our suburban readers might want, but we think we are serving those state readers who really care about it. That is particularly shown by the fact that our digital presence is enormous on days when the state workforce is here. Monday is our biggest day digitally. It's our smallest day in print. But on Monday, when the state workers show up at their office, our digital presence just spikes. TimesUnion.com goes crazy. It is our biggest day. So we know that we are being read by state workers at their desks often, and that means that we need to deliver to them especially this content on state government and politics. For our local readers, we try to give them stuff that is important as well as interesting. And sometimes that means just a sweet story about some athlete at a high school here who has achieved a lot, or a fun story about what's happened to somebody who was once prominent and is now driving an Uber or something. So we find that we are constantly adjusting what we're doing, but we are cognizant of the fact that this state government coverage is something that is a special responsibility for us.
Okay, so that touches on a number of complicated challenges that come to bear on your job as editor of the Times Union. Now I want to turn to a factor that's likely making it even more challenging for you, namely the extent to which the Trump administration has been drawing the attention of news consumers away from issues of local, regional, and even state-level importance and towards the daily antics of the president. Based on what you know about your own readership, what sort of effect is this having on people's interest in news stories that are closer to home, and how is the Times Union responding to that situation?
Well, our niche as the provider of unique content on local and state issues means that our front page rarely has national news. Even in the era of Trump, when he seems to suck all the oxygen out of the room for every other kind of content nationally, we figure that people get a full helping of Trump news by watching cable television, by looking at national media. Especially in the digital era, there's no reason why people have to turn to the Times Union for that. So we give them some of that inside our newspaper, not on the front page, because there's no reason for us to replicate what they can get in greater depth with reporting from those other sources. We instead make our front page filled with state and local news. Our opinion pages, however, reflect the broad range of content, and we think people appreciate that. We're about a third and a third and a third national, state, and local in the content on our opinion pages. But I do think that the impact of the Trump era on local news is twofold, at least. First, people's attention, yes, is diverted from what's going on locally, and their attention, as even reflected in their conversations with each other in the supermarkets or at parties and the like, is about Trump. So, yes, people's attention is diverted from what's local to what's national. And second, his constant attacks on the media. In the aftermath of his meeting in Singapore, he said that the greatest enemy of America is the news media. What an outrageous thing for a president to say. What an outrageous, unpatriotic thing for a president to say. And so that really undermines our credibility, I'm afraid, even with our local citizens, our readers, even on matters of local news. And I think that is going to end up being a terrible effect at the end of the Trump presidency, that he will have had the effect of significantly diminishing the capability of the American media to serve its traditional role of watchdog.
So as the editor of a paper that focuses considerable attention on state, regional, and local news, can you comment specifically on the impact that Trump is having on how much people are following news related to the state assembly and the Cuomo administration? Are there any big stories in state politics that aren't getting quite the public attention they deserve due to the focus on Trump?
I think that's true, not so much because the Trump coverage diverts our limited news hole as much as the impact on people's attention span and their own interest. Folks have become accustomed to the notion that you can't trust what a politician says. If everything coming out of the White House is hyperbole, as is the case, you know, he's back and forth on this and that. Kim Jong-un goes from being a little rocket man one day to being highly respected 6 months later. And so there is little expectation, diminishing expectation, I should say, on the part of our readers that what they are hearing from government is credible and worth paying attention to, because what you hear today may not be what you hear tomorrow, because everybody believes that facts are now fungible. So I do think that the impact on our readers has been diminishing attention to, diminishing concern about matters of government at the state level, as well as the local level, because of what they've seen coming out of Washington. It's not so much that the Times Union is covering Trump world at a greater extent than it did the Obama administration, but it is that people's sensibilities have changed and people's attention to matters of news have been affected by the rawness that has been created by the approach that the Trump administration has taken to issues and facts.
So, last question. Can you give us your thoughts on how people who think that local and regional news is important can encourage others to follow it?
Well, if I could figure out how to get more people to follow local and regional news, I would be really happy about that, because it would assure the future of the Times Union, which I do think will be, as media diminish, the surviving brand in this marketplace will be the Times Union as we evolve from ink on crushed trees to being a digital presence on all platforms. You know, the problem is that the loss of local media is significant. There's a new study coming out of the University of Notre Dame, I believe, the business college, that finds that when local media have disappeared, the cost of government has risen because there is less attention to what's going on. So the local media really have an impact on local government. I think that to get more people to pay attention to the news that is covered by the local media, it's really our responsibility in the media to do our jobs better. If we make our report more compelling, if we use all the tools at our disposal to bring the news to where the people are, then we will be more present in their lives. And by the latter, I mean, we can't just say, well, we put out the news in print and toss it on the doorsteps of people who want it and we've done our job. We need to effectively use social media. We need to put news in front of people in forms that they can make use of it. And that even means tailoring the stories to different demographics so that we can make news consumable, credible, useful, so that we can deserve part of the mind share of the audience here in this community.
Well, thanks again for this interview, Rex. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
And for the members of our listening audience, please tune in next week for another interview with Rex about the ways that the contemporary crisis of newspapers has impacted the news climate of the Capital Region.
That was Aaron Pednotti talking to Times Union editor Rex Smith about local and regional news coverage in the Trump era.